Chapter 88. Dammit. I have, though, apostrophe he added almost immediately, drawing Ralph into a corner. Here's an affair about your friend Sir Mulberry. Such a damned extraordinary out-of-the-way kind of thing as never was, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe, what do you mean? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Ralph. Don't you know, dammit? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Mr. Mantalini. I see by the paper that he was thrown from his cabriolet last night, and severely injured, and that his life is in some danger, apostrophe answered Ralph with great composure. But I see nothing extraordinary in that. Accidents are not miraculous events, when men live hard, and drive after dinner. Apostrophe, whew. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Mantalini in a long shrill whistle. Then don't you know how it was? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not unless it was as I have just supposed, apostrophe replied Ralph, shrugging his shoulders carelessly, as if to give his questioner to understand that he had no curiosity upon the subject. Dammit, you amaze me, apostrophe cried Mantalini. Ralph shrugged his shoulders again, as if it were no great feat to amaze Mr. Mantalini, and cast a wistful glance at the face of Newman Knox, which had several times appeared behind a couple of panes of glass in the room door, it being a part of Newman's duty, when unimportant people called, to make various feints of supposing that the bell had rung for him to show them out, by way of a gentle hint to such visitors that it was time to go. Don't you know, apostrophe said Mr. Mantalini, taking Ralph by the button, that it wasn't an accident at all, but a damned, furious, manslaughtering attack made upon him by your nephew? Apostrophe apostrophe, what? Apostrophe apostrophe snarled Ralph, clenching his fists and turning a livid white. Dammit, Nickleby, you're as great a tiger as he is, apostrophe said Mantalini, alarmed at these demonstrations. Go on, apostrophe cried Ralph. Tell me what you mean. What is this story? Who told you? Speak, apostrophe growled Ralph. Do you hear me? Gad, Nickleby, apostrophe said Mr. Mantalini, retreating towards his wife. What a damnable fierce old evil genius you are. You're enough to frighten the life and soul out of her little delicious wits flying all at once into such a blazing, ravaging, raging passion as never was, dammit. Apostrophe apostrophe, saw, apostrophe rejoined Ralph, forcing a smile. It is but manner. Apostrophe, it is a damned uncomfortable, private madhouse sort of a manner, apostrophe said Mr. Mantalini, picking up his cane. Ralph affected to smile, and once more inquired from whom Mr. Mantalini had derived his information. From Pike, and a damned, fine, pleasant, gentlemanly dog it is, apostrophe replied Mantalini. Domnition pleasant, and a tip-top sawyer. Apostrophe, and what said he? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Ralph, knitting his brows. That it happened this way, that your nephew met him at a coffee house. Fell upon him with the most damnable ferocity, followed him to his cab, swore he would ride home with him, if he rode upon the horse's back, or hooked himself onto the horse's tail, smashed his countenance, which is a damn fine countenance in its natural state, frightened the horse, pitched out Sir Mulberry and himself, and apostrophe, and was killed? Apostrophe apostrophe interposed Ralph with gleaming eyes. Was he? Is he dead? Apostrophe apostrophe, Mantalini shook his head. Ugh, apostrophe said Ralph, turning away. Then he has done nothing. Stay, apostrophe he added, looking round again. He broke a leg or an arm, or put his shoulder out, or fractured his collarbone, or ground a rib or two. His neck was saved for the halter, but he got some painful and slow healing injury for his trouble? Did he? You must have heard that, at least. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe rejoined Mantalini, shaking his head again. Unless he was dashed into such little pieces that they blew away, he wasn't hurt, for he went off as quiet and comfortable as damnition, apostrophe said Mr. Mantalini, rather at a loss for a simile. And what, apostrophe said Ralph, hesitating a little. What was the cause of quarrel? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you are the demdest, knowing and, apostrophe, replied Mr. Mantalini, in an admiring tone, the cunningest, rummest, superlativest old fox, oh dem. To pretend now not to know that it was the little bright-eyed niece, the softest, sweetest, prettiest, apostrophe, Alfred. Apostrophe, apostrophe, interposed Madame Mantalini. She is always right, apostrophe, rejoined Mr. Mantalini soothingly, and when she says it is time to go, it is time, and go she shall, and when she walks along the streets with her own tulip, the women shall say, with envy, she has got a damned fine husband, and the men shall say with rapture, he has got a damned fine wife, and they shall both be right and neither wrong, upon my life and soul, oh damn it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, with which remarks, and many more, no less intellectual, and to the purpose, Mr. Mantalini kissed the fingers of his gloves to Ralph Nickleby, and drawing his lady's arm through his, led her mincingly away. So, so, apostrophe, muttered Ralph, dropping into his chair, this devil is loose again, and thwarting me, as he was born to do, at every turn. He told me once there should be a day of reckoning between us, sooner or later. I'll make him a true prophet, for it shall surely come. Apostrophe, are you at home? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Newman, suddenly popping in his head. No, apostrophe, replied Ralph, with equal abruptness. Newman withdrew his head, but thrust it in again. You're quite sure you're not at home, are you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Newman. What does the idiot mean? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Ralph, testily. He has been waiting nearly ever, since they first came in, and may have heard your voice, that's all, apostrophe, said Newman, rubbing his hands. Who has? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded Ralph, wrought by the intelligence he had just heard, and his clerk's provoking coolness, to an intense pitch of irritation. The necessity of a reply was superseded by the unlooked-for entrance of a third party, the individual in question who, bringing his one eye, for he had but one, to bear on Ralph Nickleby, made a great many shambling bows, and sat himself down in an armchair, with his hands on his knees, and his short black trousers drawn up, so high in the legs by the exertion of seating himself, that they scarcely reached below the tops of his Wellington boots. Apostrophe, why, this is a surprise. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ralph, bending his gaze upon the visitor, and half smiling as he scrutinized him attentively. I should know your face, Mr. Squeers. Apostrophe, ah. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied that worthy, and you'd have known it better, sir, if it hadn't been for all that I've been a-going through. Just lift that little boy off the tall stool in the back office, and tell him to come in here, will you, my man? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers, addressing himself to Newman. Oh, he's lifted himself off. My son, sir, little Wackford. What do you think of him, sir, for a specimen of the Dove Boys Hall feeding? Ain't he fit to bust out of his clothes, and start the seams, and make the very buttons fly off with his fatness? Here's flesh. Apostrophe, cried Squeers, turning the boy about, and indenting the plumpest parts of his figure with divers pokes and punches, to the great discomposure of his son and heir. Here's firmness, here's solidness. Why, you can hardly get up enough of him between your finger and thumb to pinch him anywheres. Apostrophe, in however good condition Master Squeers might have been, he certainly did not present this remarkable compactness of person, for on his father's closing his finger and thumb in illustration of his remark, he uttered a sharp cry, and rubbed the place in the most natural manner possible. Well, apostrophe, remarked Squeers, a little disconcerted, I had him there. But that's because we breakfasted early this morning, and he hasn't had his lunch yet. Why, you couldn't shut a bit of him in a door when he's had his dinner. Look at them tears, sir, apostrophe, said Squeers, with a triumphant air, as Master Wackford wiped his eyes with the cuff of his jacket, there's oiliness. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he looks well, indeed, apostrophe, returned Ralph, who, for some purposes of his own, seemed desirous to conciliate the schoolmaster. But how is Mrs. Squeers, and how are you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Squeers, sir, apostrophe, replied the proprietor of Dotheboys, is as she always is, a mother to them lads, and a blessing, and a comfort, and a joy to all them as knows her. One of our boys gorging hisself with victuals, and then turning in, that's their way, got a abscess on him last week. To see how she operated upon him with a penknife. Oh lor! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers, heaving a sigh, and nodding his head a great many times, what a member of society that woman is. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Squeers indulged in a retrospective look, for some quarter of a minute, as if this allusion to his lady's excellences had naturally led his mind to the peaceful village of Dotheboys near Greta Bridge in Yorkshire, and then looked at Ralph, as if waiting for him to say something. Have you quite recovered that scoundrel's attack? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Ralph. I've only just done it, if I've done it now, apostrophe, replied Squeers. I was one blessed bruise, sir, apostrophe, said Squeers, touching first the roots of his hair, and then the toes of his boots, from here to there. Vinegar and brown paper, from morning to night. I suppose there was a matter of half a ream of brown paper stuck upon me, from first to last. As I laid all of a heap in our kitchen, plastered all over, you might have thought I was a large brown paper parcel, chock full of nothing but groans. Did I groan loud, Wackford, or did I groan soft? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Squeers, appealing to his son. Loud, apostrophe, replied Wackford. Was the boy sorry to see me in such a dreadful condition, Wackford, or was they glad? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Squeers, in a sentimental manner. GL apostrophe, eh? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Squeers, turning sharp round. Sorry, apostrophe, rejoined his son. Oh! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers, catching him a smart box on the ear. Then take your hands out of your pockets, and don't stammer when you're asked a question. Hold your noise, sir, in a gentleman's office, or I'll run away from my family, and never come back any more, and then what would become of all them precious and forlorn lads as would be let loose on the world, without their best friend at their elbows? Apostrophe, apostrophe, were you obliged to have medical attendance? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Ralph. Eh, was I, apostrophe, rejoined Squeers, and a precious bill the medical attendant brought into, but I paid it though. Apostrophe, Ralph elevated his eyebrows in a manner which might be expressive of either sympathy or astonishment, just as the beholder was pleased to take it. Yes, I paid it, every farthing, apostrophe, replied Squeers, who seemed to know the man he had to deal with. Too well to suppose that any blinking of the question would induce him to subscribe towards the expenses. I wasn't out of pocket by it after all either. Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ralph. Not a halfpenny, apostrophe, replied Squeers. The fact is, we have only one extra with our boys, and that is for doctors, when required and not then, unless we're sure of our customers. Do you see? Apostrophe, I understand, apostrophe, said Ralph. Very good, apostrophe, rejoined Squeers. Then, after my bill was run up, we picked out five little boys, sons of small tradesmen, as was sure pay, that had never had the scarlet fever, and we sent one to a cottage where they'd got it, and he took it, and then we put the four others to sleep with him, and they took it, and then the doctor came and attended them once all round, and we divided my total among them, and added it onto their little bills, and the parents paid it. Ha, ha. Ha! Apostrophe, and a good plan too, apostrophe, said Ralph, eyeing the schoolmaster stealthily. I believe you, apostrophe, rejoined Squeers. We always do it. Why, when Mrs. Squeers was brought to bed with little Wackford here, we ran the whooping cough through half a dozen boys, and charged her expenses among them, monthly nurse included. Ha! 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 Apostrophe, Ralph never laughed, but on this occasion he produced the nearest approach to it that he could, and waiting until Mr. Squeers had enjoyed the professional joke to his heart's content, inquired what had brought him to town. Some bothering law business, apostrophe replied Squeers, scratching his head, connected with an action, for what they call neglect of a boy. I don't know what they would have. He had as good grazing, that boy had, as there is about us. Apostrophe, Ralph looked as if he did not quite understand the observation. Grazing, apostrophe said Squeers, raising his voice, under the impression that as Ralph failed to comprehend him, he must be deaf. When a boy gets weak and ill, and don't relish his meals, we give him a change of diet, turn him out, for an hour or so every day, into a neighbor's turnip field, or sometimes, if it's a delicate case, a turnip field and a piece of carrots alternately, and let him eat as many as he likes. There ain't better land in the country than this perverse lad grazed on, and yet he goes, and catches cold and indigestion and whatnot, and then his friend brings a lawsuit against me. Now, you'd hardly suppose, apostrophe added Squeers, moving in his chair with the impatience of an ill-used man, that people's ingratitude would carry them quite as far as that, would you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, a hard case, indeed, apostrophe observed Ralph. You don't say more than the truth when you say that, apostrophe replied Squeers. I don't suppose there's a man going, as possesses the fondness for youth that I do. There's youth to the amount of £800 a year at Dotheboys Hall at this present time. I'd take £1,600 worth, if I could get 'em, and be as fond of every individual £20 among 'em as nothing should equal it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, are you stopping at your old quarters? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Ralph. Yes, we are at the Saracen, apostrophe replied Squeers, and as it don't want very long to the end of the half year, we shall continue to stop. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.